Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In for JR, you got me. Two more hours. Sports Machine, Sean Levine on the mic right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Got my guy Ryan back in studio spinning the wheels. The number's 888-710-4ISN. People are complaining about Bad Bunny, and not really my cup of tea, but, you know, whatever. There's been other Super Bowl shows that I wasn't exactly looking forward to. I've said this before, so I'll say it again. It's 2025. Let's just go holograms. Let's just bring Tupac out like they did at Coachella a few years ago, and everybody's going crazy. He's singing some Machiavelli or, you know, All Eyes on Me or something, and then they bring out Biggie Smalls, and he starts doing Juicy, and then they bring out Janis Joplin and John Lennon, and I'm not getting anybody excited here. Not maybe like the families of the deceased would have a problem with it, but I don't know. I think it's about time. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. We got plenty of NBA games going on right now. I'm going to update on you a couple of those scores in just a minute. I got the finals odds right here in front of me. You got the Thunder as the favorite, 2-1 odds. So it's basically, do you want Oklahoma City or you can have everybody else? I think I'd probably take the Thunder if I knew they were going to stay healthy. And then the Cavs at 7-1 to win the title. The Nuggets at 7-1 to win the title. And then the Knicks at 10-1. So two of the four teams that are most likely to win the NBA Finals are going at it right now. That is the Knicks at the Garden taking on the Cavs. The Knicks right now have the lead with 4 minutes and 53 seconds left in the second quarter. Knicks got off to a good start. They were up 10 at the end of one. Cavaliers been poured it on recently. It's a one-point game as we speak, 44-43. So the Cavs are making a bit of a comeback. The Hornets, with both a Ball and a Knipple, and apparently a Sexton too, are are beating up the Nets by 10 with 7 minutes left in the second quarter, 52-42. That Nets roster is not good. A bunch of dudes, you're like, what? He's in the NBA still? Or I never heard of him. Or is that a real guy? Like, this roster is not good. And a lot of that is because of Kevin Durant. Because he left that franchise in dust the same way that he did Phoenix. Think about, if you can jump in your hot tub time machine with me here, what the Nets organization was like 5, 6 years ago, right before and kind of as the KD stuff was going on. It felt like there was reason for optimism. They had the cool court, the cool jerseys. They got the new stadium. Kevin Durant killed all that momentum and left them with nothing except for a trail of tears and a terrible roster. And same thing with Phoenix. We talked about this earlier. Phoenix was in the NBA Finals 4 years ago against Giannis and the Bucks with a 2-0 lead. A couple of years later, they break that team up. They bring in Kevin Durant, and they miss the playoffs, which brings us to the current-day Rockets. How do the Rockets think that's a good idea? And then you probably saw yesterday, Durant gets an extension. I think Kevin Durant's a first-ballot Hall of Famer, and I think that Kevin Durant is an all-time great. But I also think Kevin Durant's career has been wildly overrated. Wildly overrated. And I know that's going to draw some pushback, so call me and tell me I'm a dumbass. 888-710-4ISN's the phone number. I did the same thing about a year ago, and I said that Derrick Rose's career was a little bit overrated, and everybody in Chicago called me. Everybody. Look, just because you say that a guy was a little bit overrated or a little bit overhyped, I understand why that would be an insult if that's your guy, but that doesn't also mean they weren't great. Like in the case of Kevin Durant, can't I say both things? Would Kevin Durant have ever won a championship if he was the best player on the team? I'm going to ask that again. Would Kevin Durant have ever won a championship if he was the best player on the team? He was the best player with the Thunder, and they were really good. And I'm not holding it against him. They didn't win a ring there because that was a really young and fun team, but not able to get over the top. They got to a championship but didn't win it. Then he went to Golden State. I don't give you credit for a team that was in the midst of winning 73 games. They won a ring before you got there, after you got there. They got a player that's probably one of the top 10 greatest to ever pick up a basketball in Steph Curry. Dude, whatever. If you would have gone KD at that point in your career, left OKC and gone to Indiana or Dallas or Sacramento or Orlando or Miami, any of the Bulls, literally any other team except for Golden State won a ring, I would have so much more respect for you. But I just don't really see it that way. Do you? Am I a jerk? 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. So I think Houston made a mistake again, not only in extending Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant is Carmelo Anthony with a couple of rings that Steph Curry basically won for him. Is that an insult or is that real? You tell me. I think Kevin Durant is Tracy McGrady, who ran to the most ready-made NBA product that we've ever seen. What if Tracy McGrady at that point would have gone to the Chicago Bulls? Was he still, did that timing match up? The Houston Rockets, whoever was cashing in at that time, instead of just a random-ass team. Come on now, Kevin Durant. Really good player. One of the best scorers. It was just about putting the ball in the bucket, but a wildly overrated career. And for some reason, the public loves to protect that guy. I don't get it. Because Kevin Durant, to me, and I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, his public image has gone the same way of Aaron Rodgers over the last about decade. Remember Aaron Rodgers 10 years ago? Discount double check, long hair, Green Bay Packers, weird looking gel helmet, funny guy, relatable, had to sit behind Brett Favre so we kind of felt bad for him, winning MVPs. And then a couple of years later, kind of getting old, ayahuasca, dark room, I'm not going to bring up Jordan Love, I should still be the starter, goes to the Jets, me, becomes kind of weird, politically motivated, talks about everything, kind of becomes a little bit more unlikable, gets hurt, and then look now. Luckily for Aaron Rodgers, he's actually having a really good year. Like, don't look now, he's leading the NFL in touchdown passes. But let's say he wasn't. Then you'd have a Pittsburgh fan base that was like, yeah, we wasted our time. A Jets fan base doesn't like him anymore. Green Bay fan base is probably sick of that whole thing. Aaron Rodgers, as his career went along, went from maybe being the most popular player in the league to 9 out of 10 guys will tell you he's a big D-bag. I'd say the same thing with Kevin Durant. Remember when he was, my mama, she's the real MVP. And he played for a small market team, started in Seattle, came to Oklahoma City, wasn't even the number one pick. There was a million reasons to like Kevin Durant. Until he showed us his thin skin, the fake Twitter accounts, the argument with the people on the sideline, if you haven't seen that, I think it was actually in Phoenix a handful of years ago. Yeah, I'm good on that guy. And then they decide to lock him up, Houston, not just pay him, but give him a 2-year extension. I don't see it. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Let's look at these NBA title odds real quick because I want to see who's passed. So Houston, like I mentioned, is 15-1. Yo, Houston and the Lakers both have the same odds to win the championship at 15-1. That should tell you that the Rockets and the Kevin Durant stuff is at least a little bit of fool's gold because there ain't no way the Lakers, unless they bring back Kobe and Will Chamberlain, and I don't see that happening, this team's not going to win the championship. 15-1? What are we talking about? Where's the Warriors? 22-1. Mavericks, that's an interesting one. Dallas, 33-1. Why not if they can get healthy? Same thing with Philly, 33-1. All right, let's switch gears while we have a few minutes left and take a peek at the NFL schedule kicking off tomorrow. The Minnesota Vikings, don't you know, on the road at the Los Angeles Chargers. I hate that Chargers logo so much. I always look down, and I'm trying to do a sports radio show to the whole continent here and be funny and entertaining and factually correct. You know how many times I've called the Chargers the Rams and vice versa because their damn logos look so similar? Look, it's cool. Okay, you both play in Los Angeles. You both play at the same stadium. You can't at least, I don't know, maybe go out there and change the logo a little bit. And the Rams used to have a great logo, and they made it look like, anyway. Minnesota tomorrow is a 3.5-point underdog on the road at the Chargers. Your Sunday schedule, there's some good games, and then there are some of these. Miami at Atlanta. Atlanta's a 7.5-point favorite. I guess Atlanta's kind of fun to watch with Michael Penix Jr. That's not a bad football team. That's a very Dallas Cowboys type of football team, the NFC, where there's going to be a couple of teams like that that end up in the playoffs. Maybe it is Atlanta. Maybe it is Dallas. Here's a bad game. The Jets, the winless Jets on the road at the Bengals. Cincinnati's laying 7.5. This feels like a game where if the Jets can get their first win of the season on the road, that might be the end of the road for Zach Taylor, because I think he's a good coach. But also, let's not really compare Zach Taylor. Here's what we've been guilty of the last handful of years, the last 6 or 7 years. We compare the best quarterbacks in the AFC, and then we start talking about those teams. So we say Patrick Mahomes, and then Josh Allen, and then Lamar Jackson, and then we throw Joe Burrow and the Bengals in there. Why? Based on the fact that they one time came into Arrowhead and beat Mahomes and the Chiefs in the playoffs and got to the Super Bowl, and maybe I just found out the answer as I kept talking, because Lamar hasn't done that and Josh Allen hasn't done that. But what did Cincinnati do before that? What have they done since? And maybe part of that is Joe Burrow's been injured so much. But Zach Taylor, to me, does a little with a lot out there in Cincinnati. Cleveland on the road at New England. The Patriots are a 6.5-point favorite. These are the early kickoffs on Sunday. New England is legit. New England might be the best team in that division. And if you can dethrone Buffalo, who they already beat earlier this year, and Drake May right now is the fourth best odds to win the MVP, that's one of those teams that doesn't have a lot of holes. And in the NFL, that's really what you're looking for. Not superstars, not special teams, not coaching. Just don't have too many holes. And to me, that's New England. That's a 11-6 football team right in front of our eyes. The Giants on the road at Philly. Philly's laying 7.5. If the Giants would have somehow pulled off that game in Denver, not only would this line be different, but I think I probably could have convinced you a way the Giants win this football game with all that momentum. Right, the younger team, the hungrier team, a division opponent they're comfortable with. Now I got to be dead honest with you. I don't think this thing's going to go very well for Giants fans the rest of the way. They were that close. They screwed it up twice. They screwed it up at the beginning of the year by putting Russell Wilson out there, not because of his skill set, but just because you got Jackson Dart, and there need to be some mojo, some momentum, and putting a rookie quarterback out there often does that automatically. But you go with this boring-ass, average, aging Russell Wilson, that was mistake number one, and then screwing it up last week when you had that huge lead and letting the Broncos come back in the fourth quarter, now you're 2-5. Now your season's over. Coach probably gets fired here in a few weeks. You win that game, you're 3-4. Now you can talk about maybe we can be a wild card team and an extension for Brian Daboll. That one comeback meant so much, not just for the Broncos, who were 5-2 and leading that division, but more so for the Giants, who everything was going good until it wasn't. Speaking of good, how about the Carolina Panthers? Okay, I got a little bit excited there. Speaking of above average, how about the Carolina Panthers? They're 4-3. First time over 500 in, seems like, since the Nixon administration. And Buffalo comes to town this Sunday. Why are the Bills a 7.5-point favorite? Are we still playing that game? Are we still going to judge both these teams based on what we thought we knew? Yeah, we thought a couple of weeks ago that Buffalo was unbeatable. Until they weren't. Until it looks like, for whatever reason, Josh Allen has lost his touch. And Carolina just keeps on winning football games. I want to say nice stuff about Bryce Young, but I got nothing. Chicago on the road at Baltimore. Baltimore's a 6.5-point favorite. I got to be missing something here. Hey, I don't care if Lamar is back or if they somehow bring Ray Lewis back. I don't think Baltimore six and this version of Baltimore, even at the crib, 6.5 point better than the Fighting Caleb Williams Chicago Bears. You know what? Give me the Bears on the money line at 3-1. +300 for the Bears on the money line to win that game. San Francisco on the road at Houston. Again, weird looking line. I know San Francisco technically is going with their backup quarterback again in Mac Jones, but is he really a backup? If he keeps winning, pretty soon I think Brock Purdy is going to be a very expensive backup. Houston's a favorite in this game at home by 1.5. Houston stinks. CJ Stroud, every now and again in sports, you have a rookie that just goes off. And then you look at him the next couple of years and say, what happened? Why didn't he take the next step? CJ Stroud looks like he's that guy. Sorry. Tell me I'm wrong. Tampa at New Orleans. Tampa's only a 4.5 point favorite in this game on the road. I think Tampa boat races him, especially coming off of a loss. Now we're in the afternoon kickoffs on Sunday. Dallas at Denver. That's a fun game. Denver back home. Look, Dallas is either a good, bad team or a bad, good team. I can't figure it out. But damn it, they're fun to watch. Like, really fun to watch. I don't know why. I'm a Chiefs fan. If I'm not watching the Chiefs, I love watching the Cowboys. The Broncos are a 3.5 point home favorite in that game. I'm telling you, these lines look funky, don't they? Tennessee on the road at Indy. Now, this is what I expect it to look like. Now, this is a big-ass line. The Colts are a 14.5 point favorite at the crib against Tennessee. I don't know why I sound surprised. They've definitely been 14.5 points better than Tennessee this year. And then we got the Aaron Rodgers Bowl, Sunday Night Football. Green Bay on the road at Pittsburgh. The Packers are a 3.5 point favorite in that one. And then on Monday Night Football, Washington at Kansas City. Arrowhead Stadium takes the national stage once again. Washington without Jaden Daniels. This line's big too. Kansas City all of a sudden is a 13-point favorite. Yo, that went from Kansas City being a 6.5 point favorite, Jaden Daniels officially ruled out, to a 12.5 point. So if you want to know how many points Jaden Daniels is worth, according to the line, 6, which is a ton. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Let's keep talking some football on the other side. We'll go back to college also. We're going to bring on my guy Rob Brown from the Rob Brown Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Sean Levine.
What up? So I just thought of something else because Halloween is like, what, 9 days away or something like that. This girl I've been talking to, she wants to do the couples thing. She wants to go as pirates. And I'm cool with that because I want to see her dress up in a little plaid skirt and wear the hook and the patch and all that stuff. She's going to look great. Me, on the other hand, I don't know enough pirates. I know Captain Jack Sparrow. I know Captain Hook. And I know Bobby Bonilla. Those are the only pirates that I know. So my plan is to dress up. I found a, what was our guy's name? Don Slott t-shirt jersey earlier today. He's an old pirate. And that's who I'm going to dress up as and hope that it goes over well. Or, you know what else I could do? Remember when Seinfeld wore the puffy shirt? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll find a puffy shirt. And then she'll come as like a sexy pirate and I'll come as like a... Now that's a bad idea. Let me welcome on Rob Brown from The Rob Brown Show. Rob, at some point in your life, you dressed up as a pirate, right? If not right now.
All right. Listen, Sean Levine, I want to talk to you all about this. I really do. And I want to tell you about, I've been dressing up. There's a pirate festival in my hometown. You can not only find me on the internet dressed as a pirate, you can find multiple iterations, but let me help you help yourself, buddy. If
Please.
You're talking to a young lady and she wants to go couples costume and she said, let's dress up as pirates. If you show up as a Pittsburgh Pirate baseball player, you are going to wreck that young lady. You're going to break her heart. You're going to take away her Halloween excitement. She wants to do a cute, fun thing with you. Suck up your pride for 10 minutes, dress like a pirate, put on some guy liner, get a little hat, and go dressed as a pirate, or else the next Halloween, you're going to be going, oh, I'm going to another Halloween costume party by myself, Rob Brown. What's wrong with me? And I will point back to this conversation, pal.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
I want to be a pirate. I will always take a Seinfeld reference, and that's why I'm not yelling in rage at you. Put on the damn costume and show this young lady a good time, Sean. Be a man.
I don't want to break her heart, Rob, but even worse, I don't want to break her heart. All right, that was dumb.
Hey, listen, what's the pirate's favorite letter?
Got me. I'm going to go with R.
Nah, his first love be the sea. Now, pull that joke, Sean Levine, and you'll be getting some smoochies at midnight. You're welcome.
That wasn't bad. You know what, Rob? I used to have a pirate that lived on the corner of my neighborhood, and he actually sold corn. You know how much he charged?
Oh, God, I'm going to guess about a buck an ear.
Actually, it was $1.50, which doesn't make a lot of sense for the joke, but it is what it is. No, it was a Buccaneer. All right, let's talk some college football. The Penn State job is open. The Florida job is open. I don't even, like, remember what happened with Urban Meyer in Florida just because so much has happened with Urban Meyer at a lot of different stops since. Any chance you would end up actually being the coach at either one of those schools, particularly Penn State?
Can I say this is the dumbest way we've ever started a conversation, Sean Levine? All right, let's get to it. So I am going to go with, is there a way – yes. What I wanted to happen, if I was either one of the schools, first off, I don't know that Urban Meyer is going to be welcomed back at Florida. Obviously, he brought them some trophies, and they're never going to not celebrate those. But I think at this point, most of the people down in Gainesville are relatively convinced that Urban Meyer did not leave the University of Florida because of health concerns or that he wanted to spend more time with his family, which is why he left to do those things, and he was on ESPN like 8 minutes after he got on a plane out of Gainesville. So I don't know if he'd be welcomed back. And he feels like more of a Big Ten guy at this point anyway. So, like, if one of those two jobs was going to be open, I do think it would be Penn State. But Urban Meyer is not right now the guy that feels to me like he is the hottest candidate right now. Has it not kind of been the summer of Lane Kiffin, right? Like, he got his own documentary on 30 for 30. He's the only coach that College Game Day is going to for a live interview every single Saturday. Lane Kiffin, Joey Freshwater, my absolute most entertaining coach in college football, has now kind of become the guy. And I can tell you now, after having a conversation with a buddy of mine who is down in Gainesville and covering this team, Florida has Lane Kiffin as number one on their wish list right now, more than Urban Meyer, more than anybody else in the game. Lane Kiffin is the guy they want to push for, and they know that they are going to have to pay him gazillions of dollars to get him to jump up. And yes, it is a jump up from Ole Miss to Florida, but we also know that Lane Kiffin's kind of got Ole Miss humming along right now, and Florida's a disaster over the past 3 years. So they know that they're going to have to come off of mucho dinero, but Florida's not exactly cash-strapped. So Lane Kiffin, I think, is the guy that they're going to make the push for. If they can't land him, I don't know. And the other part of this, and Sean, this is what like I'm really interested in following. Kurt Cignetti just got $96 million from Indiana. Yeah. If I told you, forget a year ago, if I told you 3 weeks ago that the Indiana Hoosiers were coming off $96 million for a head coach, you'd have said, Rob Brown, you're never welcome on my radio show again because you've lost your gosh dang mind. But here we are. So if Indiana can come off of $96 million, what do you think a school like Florida or Penn State is going to have to come off of? And let's talk about one more that's opening. Florida State is going to fire Mike Norvell at the end of the year. They're not doing it now because you're looking at 56 mil of a buyout to him plus another probably 20 for his staff. You're looking at north of $72-73 million for FSU. If Indiana handed out $96 million contracts, what are schools like Florida and Penn State and Florida State going to have to pay out if they want to try to get one of those guys away from a school like an Ole Miss, who, no, not top tier in the SEC, fellas, but they got more money than Indiana does.
Lane Kiffin's about to play everybody like a fiddle, and I think he's going to stay at Ole Miss with the bag. Because, like you said, I mean, he's already coached at Tennessee. I don't know if Tennessee is an upgrade or a downgrade from Florida or Ole Miss, and then you got the Florida job, but you got much higher expectations. I think what happens is he plays Florida, if not Penn State, and ends up going back to Ole Miss, and then I don't know who actually takes the Florida job and the Penn State job. I mean, you've heard Matt Rule's name. Like, Matt Rule, that's the best you come up with? It is crazy. What about Dabo? It's firing season. We talk about him all the time. No way. We didn't think it was going to go this bad. And then every single week I bring you on, it's even worse. And now, like, even I, who doesn't have a dog in the fight, Rob Brown, is getting sick of the excuses afterwards, talking about what it used to be and what it's about to be. What about the now? Like, is there any chance that he also ends up in the unemployment line?
First off, I'm going to say, if he does, he's in good shape because he's clearly got a wonderful future as a history teacher, considering how much he loved giving lectures on the history of Clemson football. No, I will tell you this. Dabo is not getting fired by Clemson.
Are you sure?
He's got a dramatic – no, he will not be fired, but I'll tell you what I do think happens because I will tell you where, for me, the blame lies for this team. Dabo Swinney, with the exception of Tom Allen, the defensive coordinator they brought down from Penn State, with that exception, and Garrett Riley, offensive coordinator, everybody else on that staff is a Dabo guy. There's a lot of former players. C.J. Spiller is a former player. Peter Boulware, a former player. He's got a lot of former players who have never coached anywhere, and you can see a dramatic lack of development of the guys on this football team, right? Like, look at the offensive line. Look at the running backs. Adam Randall's been better week to week, but they don't look like they have real dudes anywhere. It's just a matter of Dabo runs a nepotism program, and it's starting to show up. So I do not think that they will fire Dabo Swinney, no matter how good or how bad the rest of the year goes, Sean. What I do think will happen is Graham Neff will go to Dabo Swinney and say, look, dude, you're the third highest paid head coach in college football. These results aren't good enough. So what we're going to do is let you still do it your way, but we are going to tell you, everybody who is a former player, everybody that's a former, you know, your dog's veterinarian's uncle's brother that you met in the grocery store that one time, and then you gave them a job as a special teams analyst or whatever, all those guys got to go. They're out, they're gone. You need to build a legitimate, respected coaching staff out of actual coaches. The other problem is, and this is one thing that I have been hammering on hard here in the upstate of South Carolina, they went and got Garrett Riley from TCU. When Garrett Riley was done taking TCU to the national championship game, his team was a top 5 or 10 team in every offensive metric. Plays over 50 yards, touchdowns over 50 yards, plays over 20 yards, EPA in every SP+. Top 5 in all of them. All right, if you look at this Clemson offense, it looks like the same Clemson offense they were running in 2018, 2019, and it looks nothing like the offense that Garrett Riley was running at TCU. So my question is, do you think when Garrett Riley left Texas Christian University that he left his playbook, he forgot to bring it with him and just made this up? No. The answer is Dabo Swinney put handcuffs on Garrett Riley, which is why he said when he hired him, he's not here to run the Garrett Riley offense. He's here to run the Clemson offense. Dabo Swinney is going to have to recognize the stuff that you put together when you had Trevor Lawrence and you had Deshaun Watson and you had Kelly Bryant and Taj Boyd and all these great players that came through here. It worked because you had all these great players. College football's talent is much more spread out now. You're not going to be able to run that same 2019 offense if you don't take the handcuffs off of the one coach that you brought in that does have a pedigree and a track record of success. Nothing's going to happen at all. So I don't think they were fired, Dabo. I think much more likely, Sean, would be that Graham Neff, the AD, goes to Dabo Swinney, says, you're going to change this, you're going to get rid of all your nepotism hires, you're going to build a real staff, and you're going to attack the transfer portal like everybody else is. I think it's more likely that Dabo says, I quit, than they tell him that he's fired.
Wow. And maybe they do what Florida State did last year. Remember, Rob, when they went to their coach and said, all right, dude, you didn't do well enough. We paid you a lot of money, so you basically, we're going to force you to... I think he, like, put his name on a library or something. Just a very weird scenario where it's not good business and feels like almost the beginning of the end. We're talking with Rob Brown from the Rob Brown Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You mentioned Cignetti and Indiana. Can they actually cash in? Like, they've got the third best odds, Rob, to win the national championship. And I'm thinking sometimes basketball schools become a football school for a year or two and vice versa. But nobody ever cashes in. Duke, North Carolina, KU football. You know what I'm saying? Could this Indiana team actually do it?
Well, I mean, listen, as much as anybody in college football can right now, I think the answer is yes. But I think it's not just so much an Indiana story, Sean, as it is a college football story. Like Lane Kiffin said a couple of weeks ago, he thinks dynasties are dead. I agree with him. I don't think anybody is going to be a Georgia under Kirby Smart those first few years or an Alabama. The reality is with NIL, with the transfer portal, and now with revenue sharing coming into college football next year, the reality of the situation is talent is going to be spread out. It is going to go more places. You're not going to be able to, like Georgia did, like Alabama did. You're not going to have three deep NFL guys on your defense. And you know, Alabama, how many years, if a linebacker went down, they just plugged in the next NFL first, second, third round draft pick at linebacker. That's not going to be the case anymore, because why would I go to Alabama and sit for 2 or 3 years when I could go to Indiana, make NIL, make rev share, still be that first round, second round draft pick, but play from the get, like from the rip? It's not going to be where you can stockpile that talent. So one of the things that I think you have to have now is a coach with a great personality that kids connect with. This is why I love Fran Brown at Syracuse. Go find some of the interviews he's doing, man. He's just a dude, right? Kurt Cignetti, how do you listen to I Win Google Me and these hilarious sideline interviews he's doing in games and not go, that's a guy I, as a 40-year-old out-of-shape white guy, I want to go drink with Kurt Cignetti. But 19-year-old Rob Brown, who loved playing football, that's exactly the kind of coach I wanted to line it up for. So I think Kurt Cignetti has as much of a chance to have long-term success as anybody else. But I also think college football fans need to recognize that because of the portal, because of NIL, because of rev share, we are not going to see long-standing dynasties like we have in years gone by. There'll always be the teams that are kind of hanging out around the top. They'll make a run one year. They'll be a, you know, top 12, 16 team next year, maybe another run 2-3 years down the road. But you're not going to have teams that are just standing as the number one team for 4, 5, 6 years like we did in years gone by.
Always. Not years gone by, Rob. Always. You can go back to, at least in my life, Nebraska football in the 90s, then the early 2000s, you had USC, and then you mentioned Alabama, and then for like 5 or 6 years, it was Clemson, and then for 8 or 9 years, it became Kirby Smart. There's always been a dominant program, and you're exactly right. There really isn't one, so I'll get you out of here with this one. We're talking with Rob Brown here on the Infinity Sports Network. You mentioned Alabama. Are they the best team in the SEC? Clearly, they've got the second best odds right now to win the national championship. Is it Georgia? Is it A&M? Is it somebody else?
I do think right now the best team in the country and in that conference. I'm going to say in the country, I really think they're in that conversation for best team in the country. I think Ohio State's a clear number one. I really think Alabama is right there in the back pocket, but I do think that makes them the best in the SEC. And, I mean, listen, when I was at SEC Media Day, Sean Levine, I was on with you during that week, and I said at the time, and I still think I was right, this conference is going to be decided by quarterback play, right? And we can talk about the quarterbacks. Lenore Sellers, well, he's having an ass-tastic year because his offensive coordinator, Mike Shula, thinks he can slam his head into a brick wall enough time and get through it. Lenore is gone. South Carolina is gone. Marcel Reed at A&M playing much better football than anybody thought he was going to. A&M sitting right there at the top. Gunnar Stockton for Georgia has been much better than anticipated. Georgia's got one loss, and it's to Alabama. But I was still right. just none of us thought Ty Simpson was going to be the best quarterback in the Southeastern Conference. And it's nothing electric, right? It's just efficiency. It's not making mistakes. It's recognizing that, hey, I don't have to try to throw it 50 yards, though, the old Ryan Williams bleep it. He's down there somewhere offense. He's just smart and efficient with the football. When Jam Miller is healthy behind that offensive line, they can run the ball against anybody in the country. I love Mike Elko at A&M. He's an absolute football dude. Like, there is no-nonsense football dudes, Brent Key, Clark Lee, and Mike Elko, those type of coaches. And I think A&M is on their way up, especially considering they are one of those resource-heavy teams, right? Like, they may not have the history that Georgia had, or recent history Georgia-Alabama has, but they've got all the money in the world. I think that Mike Elko is going to have Texas A&M as close to one of those long-standing, long-running, always-in-the-mix teams as they've ever been. But right now, what's the weakness for Alabama? I mean, if there is one, maybe their defensive backs are, you know, 25th, 26th best in the country as a unit. But Ryan Williams disappeared for 4 weeks, and Bama was still smoking chumps by 30 points, right? Like, that's how efficient and how much talent this team has spread around. And after they laid an egg at Florida State in week one, I think Kalen DeBoer was like, oh, damn, like, I actually got to do something here. And since black hoodie Kalen DeBoer has debuted a few weeks ago, this team has been an absolute wagon. And like I said, I would challenge you to tell me what the weak spot on the team is. I don't think there is one. Not only do I think Alabama is the best team in the Southeastern Conference, I think it is arguable that they may be the best team in the country right now.
I'm not going to fight you. Ty Simpson's been awesome, like you said. Remember when he had that car chase with that white Bronco? Or was that a different Simpson?
That is a different Simpson there, Sean.
Oh, yeah, they're telling me that was O.J. Simpson. I get my two letters, Ty, O.J. My bad, that's on me. Rob Brown from the Rob Brown Show joining us here on a Wednesday night on the Infinity Sports Network. You're my brother, Rob. Thanks so much, man.
Buddy, put on the sword, put on the eyeliner, be a pirate. I don't want to have to listen to you misery about being single next time I'm on the radio, pal.
Yarr, all that. Thanks, Rob. That's Pirate Rob Brown joining us here on the Infinity Sports Network. That's a lot of pressure from my guy. I thought it would be funny to dress up like a Pittsburgh Pirate, like wear an old Doug Drabeck uniform. But apparently he wants me to go full hook and patch and the whole thing. Why do they all got patches? You're telling me every Pirate's been poked in the eye? Or is it just like a fashion statement? It's not a good one. Let's check the NBA scoreboard coming up here in just a little bit. We'll play a game of True That or Screw That. We got a lot to get to, but first, I owe you a sports flash with Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Sean Levine.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe if you don't want Bad Bunny at the halftime show, but you still want a bunny, some sort of a rabbit, what about B-Rabbit? What if we brought him out from 8 Mile, old school Eminem, sicka sicka Slim Shady, you know, back in the day. A little bit of makeup, and then he comes out and just does all the battle raps. You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school. You guys know all the words. I guarantee nobody's changing the channel. Nobody's changing the channel. If we get B-Rabbit out there battle rapping, and maybe we get, what was the guy's name that shot himself in the junk? Cheddar Bob? Yeah, no, I don't know. Knicks up 79 on the Cavs, 79-70 with 5 minutes left in the third. The Hornets, I knew the Nets were going to be bad, but damn. Just one game in, they're already down 22 points, and the second half just started. 87-65, Hornets over the Nets. Ouch. Heat up 4 over the Magic, 83-79, getting late in the third quarter. Almost at halftime, Raptors up 8 on the Hawks, 65-57. At halftime, 76ers, 57, Celtics, 51. And the Bulls up 40-23. Remember I was telling you the Pistons are going to be really good this year? Not so far, but they've played a quarter and a half. But they're getting their asses whooped in Chicago, 42-23. We'll keep you updated on all the NBA scores. Speaking of NBA, give me some beats, Ryan. Let's play a game. True dat or screw dat? If healthy, the Philadelphia 76ers can win the East. That would be a roster that some sort of version of Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, Paul George, Joel Embiid, Jared McCann. Again, if healthy, the 76ers can win the East. True dat or screw dat?
I'm going to say true dat. I think I've seen a lot of good things so far from VJ Edgecombe on top of getting everybody healthy. The issue is they're never healthy, so this will never become.
It is a bit of a pipe dream, isn't it? Let's look at the box score right now. Let's see. Yeah, Edgecombe's going off. 6 of 12 so far in the first half. Tyrese Maxey is leading the way as far as the scoring goes in the first half for Philadelphia. He is 8 of 13 from the field, and he's knocked down a couple of threes, all three of his threes, actually. Philly with the 57-51 lead over the Celtics, although the Celtics starting five is not what you're used to. It was Peyton Pritchard, Jaylen Brown, Derek White. Okay, that's cool. And then it was Sam Hauser, and I'm going to need your help again, Ryan. What's my guy's name? Nemeas Quietta?
Just say Keita.
It's Keita?
Yeah, just
give me the first name.
I don't even know. Nemeas?
Right. Keita, yeah, whatever. But actually, he's 3 for 3 from the field, whatever his name is. Sorg. He's showing out so far in the first half. All right, true dat or screw dat. Oklahoma City right now is 2-1 to win the NBA Finals. I actually think the smart bet is to take the Thunder versus the field.
True dat. I think that they're probably the best-built team in the NBA. You mentioned yesterday, Shai Gilgeous mentioned the fact that it's basically the same exact team. If anything, they got better because they got Topic back from injury, and then they drafted a rookie. I know he's out for the year, but maybe he comes back into the season. They're just a solid team, and they're going to be good.
And they're a deep team. You know what I mean? Like, things can go wrong. At the beginning of the year, last year, Chet Holmgren wasn't even out there. And then by the end of the year, he was part of that big three. And I actually think they got tested in the playoffs last year more so than they will this year. I could see them winning 65 regular season games, getting to the playoffs, then just beating up on everybody. Maxey, by the way, has 22. Your guy VJ Edgecombe has 16 points at halftime for Philadelphia. Year three of the alien, Victor Wembanyama. In fact, he tips off here in just a few minutes on the road in Dallas. We're going to see a Cooper flag for the first time on an NBA court. Year three, Wemby can win the MVP.
True dat.
True dat or screw dat?
Yeah, true dat. I think from the highlights I've seen and the reports where he's gained weight, he's worked out in different ways you've never seen before, he can win the MVP. His issue, though, is the length of the season. Can he stay healthy? One. And then two, at the end of the year, will he start to shoot more jump shots instead of driving to the basket because of the physicality and it wearing on his body? That's what I want to see. So if it's true that he gained weight and he's ready to drive more, it's 100% sure he can win the MVP.
Forget about the weight that he gained, which he did, upwards of 25 or 30 pounds of muscle in the offseason. The Spurs also say that he gained 2 or 3 inches in height. That he came into the league at like 7'2", he was announced when he got drafted. Last year, 7'3 or 7'4 on the roster. And right now I'm looking at it. His opening day height is listed as 7'5" right now for Victor Wembanyama. And I don't know why I'm surprised. I guess that's how puberty works. It makes sense. What is he, like 19 or 20 years old? So maybe he is still growing. That's a scary thought. The question for MVP is everything you just said. Can he stay healthy? But also, can the team win? Because you don't get the MVP of the NBA if you don't make the playoffs or if you're just an average basketball team. I don't care what kind of numbers you put up. Speaking of numbers, last year he was 24 and 11 as far as points and rebounds. Can he get to 30 and 14? And if he averages 30 points and 14 rebounds and his team makes the playoffs, who the hell else are they going to give the MVP to? Maybe Jokic? I'd still say he's the best player in the NBA. And I also think, Ryan, the Nuggets are still part of the title conversation. True dat or screw dat?
True dat. I think that anytime you have Jokic and Jamal Murray, those two, it doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter, but the level of talent needed as the support on that team goes down a little bit. Like, so Jokic can elevate anyone. Bruce Brown was great with the Nuggets. And I think that
Are you disrespecting Christian Brown right now, who got the bag yesterday?
No, Christian Brown's a good role player, but am I going to say he's a star? No, of course not.
Well, he did go to KU, and before that, Blue Valley Northwest High School, home of yours truly. It's really unbelievable that Christian Brown, you know who else went to my high school? Some random-ass high school in the suburbs of Kansas City, Bull Bull. Also spent a year at Blue Valley Northwest High School. Bet you didn't know that. The Rockets are a much better team than they were last year with Kevin Durant. True dat or screw dat?
I'm going to say screw dat. I think that the loss of Fred VanVleet is being completely overlooked here. He's a veteran point guard that knows how to win. He's done it with the Raptors, and he's been doing it with the Rockets. I think him being out for the year and having Amen Thompson be there, one of the Thompson twins,
yeah, Amen, you got it.
Amen. Beyond that team as the point guard and primary ball handler is not a good thing for the rest of the year. And I think they're just going to be, if not worse, in the regular season than last year.
Bro, I needed Amen Thompson to score 20 yesterday to cash my parlay. He had 9 points 4 minutes into the game. He had 18 points at the end of regulation. And it went 2 overtimes. And he still didn't get to 20. Yeah, screw that guy. Amen, amen, whatever position you play. Although, did you see the height of the starting lineup for the Rockets last night? It was the tallest starting lineup in NBA history. Amen was the point guard at 6'11", or I'm sorry, at 6'7". It was 6'7", 6'11", 6'11", 6'11", and 6'11". And they lost the game. Last one. With Tatum out, the Celtics are going to miss the playoffs altogether. True dat or screw dat?
Yes, they will. I think they'll be, if at their best, they'll be in the play-in, but outside looking in. So they'll need to win 2 games to get in.
You know what that the conclusion of this whole segment is? That basketball players, Ryan, are very tall people. If you don't remember anything else from that whole hour, just remember that basketball. I remember the first time I ever stood next to on a court next to an NBA player. It was next to Eddie Curry. It might as well have been the Jolly Green Giant. Like, those people are just Amen Thompson is 6'7", which is taller than any of your friends or family members. And he's the point guard for a team and 4 inches shorter than every other starter. That's unbelievable. 3 hours down, one more coming up. We're talking football. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.